Nolte, New York Times. Kevin Roos calls accurate stories about election integrity fight misinformation. By John Nolte on November 10, 2020. In a sign of things to come from the blacklisters in the corporate media, New York Times tech writer Kevin Roos attacked Facebook for allowing stories that are 100% accurate to rise to the 10 most engaged URLs on the platform over the last 24 hours. Facebook is absolutely teeming with right-wing misinformation right now. These are all among the 10 most engaged URLs on the platform over the last 24 hours. The far-left propagandist tweeted from his verified account on Monday. He linked four stories. Here they are. The Daily Wire: Republican in Michigan goes from loser to winner after technical glitch fixed. Officials urge confidence in system. Breitbart News: AG William Barr authorizes DOJ to look into voting irregularities. Beningo.com: Michigan legislature holds rare emergency session to investigate election irregularities. Breitbart News: Purdue, Loeffler call on Georgia Sec of State to resign over election. All four of those stories are news stories. All four of those stories are reporting on events that actually happened. All four of those stories are informing readers of what is going on. A Republican in Michigan did win an election after a glitch was found. That's a fact. That happened. Attorney General Barr did authorize his staff to look at voting irregularities. That's a fact. That happened. The Michigan legislature did hold an emergency session about election irregularities. That's a fact. That happened. Both of Georgia's Republican U.S. Senate candidates, Loeffler and Perdue, did call on Georgia's Secretary of State to resign. That's a fact. That happened. And this shameless liar at the Times is smearing the accurate reporting of news as misinformation because, why? He probably doesn't like the fact that the shitty, disgraced New York Times can't hit the top 10. And he certainly doesn't like the fact that those of us who report the news accurately are covering actual events he'd prefer to see covered up and hidden from the public. How do we know this? Because in follow-up tweets, he all but admitted it. 11 hours after lying about 100% accurate stories being misinformation, Roos fired off a series of tweets admitting that he is not mad because the stories are inaccurate. He's mad because we covered stories that are accurate. For the conservatives who are mad about this, yes, it is possible for a story to be factually accurate and for it to be part of a misinformation campaign aimed at undermining confidence in an election, he tweeted. The people at Breitbart might not personally believe that the election was stolen, but they're egging on the president and feeding a hyperpartisan ecosystem that is telling millions of people that it was stolen because it's good for engagement, a second tweet read. We need a better word than misinformation to distinguish between totally false stories and true stories that are published in service of an attempt to mislead people. But nobody who studies this stuff is confused by what's happening, his next tweet read. All we are doing is reporting the news, reporting on actual events. And we now live in a world where someone who works for the New York Times is angry because we're reporting the news. Worse still, he's trying to intimidate Facebook into blacklisting factual content he does not want the American people to read. He's shaming Facebook for allowing factual stories people want to read to become popular. Finally, there is this lie: how can stories that are, as he describes them, factually accurate be part of a misinformation campaign aimed at undermining confidence in an election? How can reporting facts, actual events, how can reporting the truth, be used to create a misinformation campaign? It can't. The facts are the facts, and what the facts add up to is the truth. Roos is lying because he doesn't like the facts. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.